שלום עליכם. This will be my third time trying to record this. It's not so easy. We're in the latter part of closure on Matan Torah. Yisro, and then the end of Parshas Mishpatim describe the Maimad, the experience of revelation at Sinai. At the same time, Klal Yisrael is struggling with difficult times. There's the broader tragedy in the globe of the tremendous earthquake, which is not something that we can ignore. Certainly Chafetz Chaim already in his time related to natural disasters that befell nations across the globe, even those that have no connection to Jews for all intents and purposes. But he says it's clearly a warning, and that's what Chazal say, it's a warning to us to cause that much suffering. There must be a reason for it, and since the Jewish people are the one nation that accepted the Torah, that picked up the baton, as it were, of what Adam was created for, that baton that he dropped when the chait of Eitz Hadas took place, and the only nation, as it were, to pick up that responsibility is the Jewish people. So therefore, when the world undergoes a calamity, it's incumbent upon us to improve our ways. Certainly in that which has transpired in the Piguim, the terrorist attacks of creatures that can't be referred to as cruel creatures. We've seen them before in our history. Alibi, this is the last time, but certainly it wasn't the first time. Last night I was at a isium celebrating one of my grandchildren's finishing Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And they sang at this gathering. The children beautifully sang a tune by Avram Fried. That tune was attached to words that are written by Rav Yisrael Najara, author of several of our Zemiros, lived at the time of the Arizal. And the words relate to a rendition of what Yisrael Najara felt was a description of the Tanaim, the agreement between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam to close on a shidduch. That shidduch took place in Maamar Sinai, and the Tanaim written their responsibilities, one vis-a-vis the other. And as is a custom for when one writes Tanaim, that not only is the chassan take on responsibility vis-a-vis the kala, and the kala takes responsibility vis-a-vis the chassan, but also the families of the chassan and the kala, but also what they call aravim, co-signers, who, if for whatever reason the debt can't be collected, well, one side or the other, then the cosigners pay. And there it says that the cosigners for the kala, in the case of Maamar HaSinai, the kala was Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and the aravim are the tzaddiki ador v'tinoko shel beis rabban, are the tzaddikim of the generation and young children who have not tasted the sin, the taste of sin in this world. And it was to that letter, Arevus. I mean, two young children, 6 and 8 years old, from Mishpachat Palei, were taken so cruelly, so quickly, by a two-legged animal. It's to that effect that Rav Gershon Edelstein, Hashem Yerach Yomav Ushnosav, wrote a letter to the Mishpacha, describing how they clearly are great people, and the children are obviously very special children, which indeed they were, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them as a korban tzibur, an incredible schus, right, as difficult as it is for us, but we can't be, God forbid, less believing than their mother, who's shown herself to be an incredible pillar of faith, that they were at Korban Sibor, they cited a Gemara in Ksubis, where Mordechai Amraim came to Menachem, a person who lost Rachman on son, a child, and he says, Chashiv at Natfusi Adara. And as Rashi explains, evidently you and your family, including the deceased, are so worthy that you stood kilu as the Arev, as the cosigner for the generation. Because clearly they had no sin. Chashbonos, as Rav Gershon said, we're not privy to. But what we do know is that they were definitely taken as a korban tzibur, since they had no personal sin. And the family must be considered tzaddikim as well, because we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not guilty of collateral damage. Everything was involved in the din. It's all measured out. Hatzur tamim palo ki chol derachav mishpa kel mona vein avol tzaddik v'yashar hu. So the family is obviously extremely worthy, and the children are extremely worthy. And so Rav Gershon goes on and says that, as he speaks to the family, and then afterwards he wrote another letter to the general public, that we have to awaken, because the korban is not just the korban is not just there to absolve us. But the korban has to be accompanied with tshuva, and that tshuva is incumbent upon us. But tshuva is incumbent upon us. And he said, in particular, we should be improving our binyan l'chaveiro. This is what he always writes. This is what Rav Aharon Leib, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, used to write also. Always to improve in our binyan l'chaveiro. And each person knows his own particular issues in general. And we should learn a little bit more mussar, so we'll be more sensitive to what needs correction. As we think about that, as we ponder that, let's take a look at the Parshios, both Yisro and Mishpatim. We spoke a little bit last week about Yisro in this light, but it has become even more evident now. Pasuk says at the end of Yisro, "Vasalav emalos amizbech yasherlo sigol erev vascha alav." You should not have a staircase going up to the mizbeach, but rather a ramp, a kevesh, so that you don't have to separate your feet. You can walk heel to toe on a ramp. On a staircase, you have to separate your feet. And even though there's no gilui erev involved, there's no exposure, an appropriate exposure, after all, the kohen who's doing their vote is wearing pants, but it's korov to it. And you might have thought that the reason why this is prohibited is because perhaps it's not considered sanua. It also might be true. But that's not the point that Rashi makes. Rashi makes the point that it's to point out that you shouldn't, as it were, show a lack of kavod to the stones. And the stones, if the stones, which have no feeling, they have a purpose, obviously, but they have no feeling. They have no feeling. They're not mucking on their suffering, on their embarrassment, etc. If you have to be makbid on the cover of the stones on Alchas Kavod HaKama, you have to be makbid on the cover of your friend of flesh and blood. That becomes the hakdama. That becomes the that becomes the prelude, the prologue to. All of Oda, once again, is not just Bein Adam L'Makom, but Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. In the act of Oda, we learn how to be sensitive Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. On the same Pasuk, right, the Medrash, the Gemara brings down, right, in the juxtapositioning of Lo Sal B'Malo, Sal Mizbechi, that one shouldn't rise up on a staircase to the Mizbeach. And then immediately after, as the first pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim, this week's Parsha, it says, the Gemara, have a mesunim adin. Be careful, be cautious, don't be quick. B'samach levi l'mishpatim, v'amar b'lezer, minayin l'dayin, shalo yifsa al roshe am kodesh. The Dayan should not lord over inappropriately over the people. The Dayan as well, not just a person and his peer, but the Dayan himself, who is a position of stature, must make sure not to abuse it vis-a-vis his constituents. Again, once again, this pasuk is the end of Yisro, but it's relevant to us in terms of Matan Torah. And it is Shelo Yichnos Adam Lifnim, says the told us Yaakov Yosef. Lo Sal B'Malos Hamizbechi Lo Shelo Yichnos Adam Lifnim Madrigoso Shizeu Sibas Bitulo Lagamre. A person shouldn't go beyond his Madrega. He needs, as it were, right? He definitely needs to inspire himself to try harder, etc. But he shouldn't put himself into a place which is really beyond his madriga. He shouldn't pretend as though he understands and he's privy to and he's connected to ideas that are beyond his ability to bring into the real world. Yichna sodom lifnimi madrigoso. The person's got to know where he's holding. Because if he does that, in the end, he's left with absolutely nothing. And now, to Mishpatim. El Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. At the end of Mishpatim, we finish the final rendition of our discussion of Matan Torah. El Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem Atav Aron V'Nadav Aviyu V'Shiv Mizik Yisrael V'Shtachavisim V'Rachok. Hashem said to Moshe, Alei El Hashem Ato. The word Ato here is extra. It's Zed. Ve'el Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem Ve'aron Nadav Avihu. Why do you have to read Ato? Hashem is speaking to Moshe. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak Be'editchev Kedushas Levi. Says V'shtachavisim Rachok Yesh Lomar Dinei Abori Baruch Hu Etzlo Yesh Kavayochol Shnei Bechinos Rachok V'Karov. A person has to establish a relationship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu of both Rachok and Karov. Rachok, which Rav Levi Yitzchak talks about, is the idea of Yira, to realize before whom I stand. And Karov is to realize no one is closer than the Baruch Hu to any one of us. He fills us, he surrounds us. We are a piece of reality in him, and he is reality. Both Ava and Yira. And further, that was the idea of Yishtachavisa Merachok. That's a prologue once again, to Matan Torah, to realize before whom we stand. We need to love Hashem. We need to know that He is our destiny. We need to know that He has given us a ticket to eternity. And there is no greater gift than that. A ticket of connection to Him for eternity. But at the same time, we have to be in a state of yira. Before whom we stand, we don't understand everything. We can't wrap our head around everything. We don't have the capacity to be able to understand everything. Panagiophos, Balaflo, says as well, El Moshe Amar Le El Hashem Atav Aron. He picks up on the ostensibly the unnecessary word Atah. And more me'ata, says the Panim Yafos. Ata mechitz latzmach of Aaron, mechitz latzmach, behem mechitz latzmach. The delineation, right? The unnecessary ata, because it's to tell you, you have a mechitza, and Aaron has a mechitza unto himself, and none of you have a mechitza unto themselves, the Shivim Skenim and Klal Yisrael. Everybody has their own mechitza. And the way, as it were, to approach the Ribbono Shalom is not to think that you're capable of something that's beyond you. That to put yourself, because it's not enough just to have knowledge. Knowledge is terrific. But knowledge only becomes meaningful in the degree that it's integrated into the person's being. And more me'at, atah mechitz latzmach, v'aron mechitz latzmach, v'hi mechitz latzmach, v'inyono, ki ha'ish, ish, es ochiv yazor. Right? Each one aids the other. Aaron is Aladi Moshe. Moshe's closeness enabled Aaron to understand and to perceive and to see what he could see from his vantage point. He couldn't be with Moshe. It was through Moshe he did that. And now the view through Aaron and the Skenim and Klal Yisrael through those above them. And so too will be in the future. The whole world will see, but they're not going to see equally. After all, it says it'll be perceived by those who are great and those who are small. So they're not all equal. Right? When it says in the pasuk, "V'nigla kvod Hashem v'rochol basar yachdav," it's all together. She is alu kol echad ma'aliyosu asamachu b'madrega. In order to understand what till this point has been understandable, we have to link ourselves to those who are above us. And those whom we link to who are above us, they in turn link themselves to those who are above them. And so on and so on and so forth. V'haindu d'chsiv, says the Panim Yafos, that's the pasuk that talks about lasid lo, v'ki ayin v'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion. When Hashem returns to Tzion, ayin v'ayin, each one will see using the vision given to him by the person above him. The Mesorah, the Rebbeim, when events like this, tragedies like this that we've experienced take place, everybody all of a sudden becomes an expert. It's a temptation, because our closest to Hashem, our relationship with Hashem, we think that's our private fiefdom, and indeed it is. Therefore, I have the right to paskin. What's right? What's wrong? Who owes whom? What? It's not so simple. Even if we have the knowledge, since we're not necessarily living the knowledge, we're not be in a position to be able to understand, even to approach, to understand the nth degree, like Rav Gershon said. Ein lanu, we don't have the capacity to understand the secrets of Hashem's Hashgacha. But even to describe it in global terms, not to question, etc., all of this requires guidance. One level to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. Further, it says, Vayichtav Moshe is called Yivrei Hashem. Once again, in Pekhtal and Pasigdal, Yashkim Baboka, Vayivin Mizbeh, Tachas Ahar, Shtemis, Emma Tsevel, Shtemis, Shifti Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu, build a Mizbeh, right? And 12 Matsevas, one for each Shevet. Vayishlach Hesnari, Bene Yisrael, Vayalu, Olus, Vayizbuchu, Zvachim, Shlomim, Lashem, Porim, right? And they brought Korbanos. Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, Vayasim Bagonos, Chatzi Adam Zorka, all of Mizbeh, and half the dam from all these Korbanos, he placed in basins, and half he poured upon the Mizbeh. Vayikach Sefer Abris, and he took the Sefer Abris, which we need to understand what that is. Vayikru Bozni Ha'am, Vayomu Kol Shadibir Hashem Naaseh V'Nishmam. Read the Sefer Abris. Everything from the beginning of Bereishis until this point in the Torah. And he read it to the people. And everybody said, Naaseh V'Nishmam. Vayikach Moshe Zadam Vayizrok Al Ha'am. And Moshe took the dam, the remaining dam that was in the basins, Vayizrok Al Ha'am, and he sprinkled it upon the people, upon the Am Yisrael. Vayomer Nedam HaBris Asher Koras Hashem Yimachem. Behold, here is the blood of the covenant that Hashem has established with you. Akol Dvar Meil, and all these things that we've discussed. And the Targum says, Menasa Moshe Yazdam Vayizrok Al Madbecha Lechapora Al Ama. There's nothing wrong here. The first half of the blood went on to the Mizbeach. I understand. The second half of the blood went on to the Am. Why is it that Urkos is saying, even Nasiv Moshe Yazdam of Azark al Madbach HaKapara? He sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. No, that was the first half. Not this Dam. This Dam was sprinkled on the people. It says the Imri Emes that is telling us that the Jewish people sometimes on the Mizbeach. The blood that comes upon us is part of the kapara process, as we've seen. V'zeu she'isa, says the Imri Emes. V'targum la'posik v'yikach Moshe z'adam v'yizruk al'am v'zorak al'madbach al'kapara al'ama. Haynu she'nasu v'atzmam mizbeach kapara. The Jewish people themselves became a mizbeach kapara. Ki ha'idei yisurim me'ava nasi mizbeach kapara. By accepting the yisurim be'ava as best as we can, we become a Mizbeach Kapara, we become a Mizbeach that atones for the Jewish people. Baha Yisurim, says the Imri Emes, Ovrim Hayom al Bnei Yisrael. The Yisurim that come in these days, I assume the Imri Emes is writing this in the beginnings of World War II. Shovrim Hayom al Bnei Yisrael, Hem Achatzi Acher Shel Adam. This is the second half of the Dam. So we're in a situation over here which we can't wrap our heads around. We don't know how to capture Rachmana. All we know is the way to understand is by way those who are bigger than us and higher than us and living the Torah. They know more Torah, and even if we were to know the same amount of Torah, they live that Torah in a way that we don't. We have to listen to them. We have to listen to Rav Gershon. Because otherwise, we have no way of dealing with this. The Imri Emes tells us that we become a Mizbeach Kapara. In the aftermath, in the final closure of Matan Torah, it says, Vayal Moshe V'Aaron Nadav Avihu. Yeshivim Yizikne Yisrael V'Yiru Es Elokei Yisrael V'Sachas Raglov Kemas Elivnas Asapir Echetzem Hashamayim L'Tohar. And Moshe and Aaron and Aviv on the 70s Canaan, they went up and they saw Elokei Yisrael, they saw Koviyochel or Bonshlom, and below his feet were like the workings of the Livnas HaSapir, of the Sapris stone. Uche'etzem HaShemayim LaTohar. And like the purity of the heavens. It says Rashi, Vayiras Elokei Yisrael Nistaklu V'Tzitzu V'Nischaivu Misa. We're talking here about Nadav Avihu. They're big Bali Madrega. But they looked at something they shouldn't have looked at. They should have understood that this was not for them to see. Because to see something so deep and so complex, as we'll see in just a moment, it's insufficient for one just to be a bright intellect. One has to live it, as we'll see. They looked, they saw, they were chayav misa. Their tear didn't take us immediately, so as not to. to ruin Mamre HaSinai. It would take place on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Not above you. Would die then. A year with Loki Israel, and they saw beneath Hashem's feet Kovayochel, Sachas Raglav, Kimas Livnas Asapir. He Isol the Father Bishas Hashibud, this Livnas Asapir. Rashi's picking up on Livnas Miloshim Levena, the brick, right, of Sapir. Bishas Hashibud Lizkot Sarasim Shal Israel Shom Yishubadim in Maas Levenim. They saw that at the time of the Shibud, they were past the Shibud now, but they saw that at the time of the Shibud, the time when the Jewish people were suffering torment in Mitzrayim, this Levena, this the symbol of the oppression of Klal Yisrael, the bricks, the build, the bricks, the bricks, the bricks, the bricks, to build for Paro, build for Paro, build for Paro, Pisum and Ramses. They saw that it was before Hashem. Prophetically, they saw that it was before Hashem during the time of the suffering. And when they were redeemed, this all of a sudden became light. There was light, there was rejoicing before Hashem. Where did the livingness of Sapir go? It went underneath his feet. For when it would be needed later. So the Balai Tosfos tells a story of a woman who was expecting. She came to help her husband who had been brutalized by the Mitzrim to mix up the mortar, to make the bricks. And she miscarried in the mixture of bricks, of mortar, of cement. And the miscarriage, as it were, took place right in that pit. And the baby, as it were, dissolved into that pit. She began to cry out. And Gavriel picked up the miscarried child, the unborn fetus. And he brought forth the Ribono Shel Olam, right? After it had been turned into a brick, it was mixed in with the clay and became a brick. She brought that brick before, Gavriel brought that brick before the Ribono Shel Olam. See the suffering of your children. And Beshibud Koshe, and Kadosh Baruch Hu kept it before him as a zikaron. And all the time that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, he kept it before him. Ukishenigalu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu placed it below his feet, tachas raglav, and in its place before him was zikaron, was the livness of sapir, the whiteness of the sapir stone. It transformed. Before it was representative of the Shibud that's now placed underneath his feet. And instead, it's all clear. Says the Hamek Dover. Kemas and Livnus Asapir. Pirish HaKosov HaShamayim Kisiv Arat Adom Raglai. The heavens are Hashem's throne, the place of his feet, a kavyachol on the earth. And the tachlis is to bring the truth of Torah down to the earth. Va'aretz ya tachlis, says the Nziv, shalbriya shamayim va'aretz, v'zeo loshan hadom raglai, v'loshan sof kmo regula har. This is the conclusion, this is the denouement here on earth. Perish sof ishtalshus hashkocha ki alzeh tachlis nivra kol, to create a more moral, a more Torah run, a more Torah viewed, a more Torah experienced world. That's the goal. So the earth should be filled with the Kvod Shamayim. And it says in Tziv, he says, this idea of that ultimately, like we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim, ultimately that place where the brick of suffering was before the Ribono Shel Olam became all of a sudden light. And the brick had a place for, God forbid, for being needed later on in time. But but the experience, the light that took the place of the brick, he says, is similar to what it says in Shir HaShirim. It says, in the praise of the Jewish people, they say, they say, Rosho Kesem Paz, the top, Koviyochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu's head, the source of everything is pure gold. V'chein la'sof, and so too it says about where the final resting place of Hashem's Hashkoch is providence upon the earth. When it comes to fruition, it's also, right, Adne Paz, sockets of gold. However, Omnam, ben time, in the interim, the Shtalshlus is hidden. We know, right, that his Rotzon is pure. And when we get to the end of the line, it's clear, it's pure. And we are privy to see the end of the line. In the interim, it's hidden from us. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was told, right, Lo Sucha Liros, to understand all the workings of Tzadik V'Ralo, Moshe V'Tovlo, etc. That intermediary stage where it's not clear, where we don't have the ability to wrap our heads around it, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see. And for Nadav Aviyu to stare upon this, to look at it, right? Even though they were great people, but they weren't great enough. They weren't humble enough to be able to see anything that even approached this. And therefore they were chayav misa. Because Hashem is medakting with the tzaddikim kutasara. How do we approach all these things? Rabbi Yashin says we should improve our benam l'chavero. How do we understand it? We don't understand it. That's the hidden place between the world of Rosh Kesem Paz and Tachas Raglav, right? Right? Like Adne Paz, sockets of gold. How we go from how the Livnas Asapir, how the Levanium, the bricks of Mitzrayim, the torment of Mitzrayim, all of a sudden at the very spot, now there's light. How does that happen? Can it be? Rashi says, "And the pachsik v'latzil ben Yisrael shloch yado v'yechazu es elokim v'yochlu v'yishtu." You mistaklin bo b'lev gas. They were too familiar. They, as it were, hadn't completely fulfilled the requirement in terms of yishtachavisa mirachok. They hadn't been totally integrated into them. They were deep, they were understanding. But it has to be told Shtachamoya. Before we can even approach to discuss the topic, for anybody can approach to discuss the topic, he has to be completely committed to understanding that he has no time on Hashem, because you know Hashem knows always the best. And for us that's hard. I mean, we know it. Do we live it? One thing for sure, though, that we shouldn't all of a sudden make ourselves into experts and say, oh, this is it, this is the reason. Oh, I've got tainus on Hashem. Take an example from Rav Gershom Edelstein. Hanikav Shirachman, the secrets of heaven we don't know. Were they mezakeh the rabbim? Are they a gloriously big family? A lofty family with the children obviously very special and worthy of being clapped on the door. We don't have to invent that. That's a Gemara Ksubis. But the specifics of whys and how comes and it's not fair, and that can be part of our jargon. Not about you, we're very big people. And even they, right, there was a tie on them. Certainly we, who are less than motes of dust floating in the universe. They looked at it too familiarly. Because the Sfasemis says, Si vayechzu, perish ze she'inim kein ba'atzmusim. They weren't that. They weren't living 100% their understanding. They were big people, so far bigger than we are. They were Gentile. Moshe Rabbeinu calls them Gadol. But they didn't have the right to look. Because they weren't living as much as they understood. And therefore, who wasn't permitted? It is like the Mishnah says, a person should be wary not to have chachmasa meruba mimasav. Right? Or chachmasa greater than yirasa. Says the Maharal, who could go up all the way to the top of Sinai? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu could be Mekabel Torah b'Sinai. Sinai was a humble mountain, as it were. It wasn't the tallest mountain around, as the Medrash says. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anu Mikol Adam. Pasuk says, Mashen Emer Moshe, greater, right? The Gemara says in Chulin, Amar Rava, Vitamer of Yochanan. Yeah, Godel Mashenem Moshe Ba'Aram Mashenem or Ba'Aram Avinu. Greater is that which is said by Moshe Rabbeinu than what says by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, he's offer of Ephir. He's dust, he's ashes. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and Moshe and Aaron say, Vanachnu Ma. We are Ma. What are we? The Amar Rava Vitema, right? Yochanan. The world stands upon Moshe Aaron. Why? Ksiv, Hachav, Anachnu, Ma. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron describes him, says, what are we? Anachnu, Ma. What are you? Aleinu. Who are we? We're nothing. Ksiv, Hasam, Tola, Eretz, Al, Bli, Ma. Pasuk and Eov. The world stands on those who say, I'm nothing. Not that they have a poor self-concept. Not that they're in cognitive dissonance. But they know before whom they stand. Kosha hayu Moshe v'Aaron be'ineim ma, v'yimisimim atzvam ki'ilu einam dover. Anovim. Anovim yanovim. Higyazman galaschem. V'al eila aretz omedes, and it's upon people like that that the world stands. Mikoze yishlumod ma'alas misha osa atzvam ma. From this we should understand, right? Right? We should understand the greatness of a person who calls himself Ma. Pasuk says, Hashem, Ma Adam Vateda Ehu, Ben Anosh Vati Chashveu. The Maharal says the Ma goes in both directions. Hashem, Ma. What is Hashem? Can you put your finger on it? It's so great. He is so great. The Shem Yudke Vovke is spelled out when the letters are spelled out. Yud Vov Dalad. Hey Aleph. Vov Aleph Vov. Hey Aleph. It's Gematria is Ma. Adam. Aleph Dalad Mem. Is Ma. Who is the Ma of Adam? Who can recognize and reveal in this world the Ma of Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu, Anachnu Ma, Anachnu Ma. Humility. That's the first step. Ishtachavu mirochok. What do we know? Feel the tsar. We should feel the tsar. Appreciate the tzidkis and the emuna and the bitachon of the families that have suffered. We should. To sit in judgment. Who are we? We're not none of our view, and they weren't worthy. Only Moshe. Only Moshe. The one who really thinks of himself as Ma, once again, not in poor self-concept, but because he knows before him he stands, he can reveal Hashem, who's Ma. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. Moshe was worthy to be in Kabbalah Torah Sinai. So, I think the entire letter of Rav Gershon is encapsulated in these parshas. Do we sit in judgment? No. we don't have the chutzpah. Because even if we were kulana chachamim, kulana nevonim, even if we were brilliant in understanding and wise in every area of the Torah, we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not people of Ma. We can't pass judgment. We cry. We pray. We recognize that we need to improve, especially as Ron Leib said, as Kirshen said. Ron Leib could have said it as well. Benon L'chavero. Lo salu malos ha-mizbechi, like we started off. That's the prologue. That's the prelude. That is the klaf. That's the parchment upon which the Torah is written. Then Hashem, Klal Yisrael should know no more shod v'shever, no more tzaras, and as Rav Ron Leib, sorry once again, as Rav Gershon, ended off his letter to Mishpacha Palei. All of this was a Yosef Zchuyos l'Klal Yisrael, what happened there, and hopefully the limud that we'll take from it, to learn some Musar, to become more sensitive to our issues. Mischazik in Benol Machavero, a Mishpacha Chashuva Tisnachem Bekiflaim, and may receive in a Chama Minashamayim, a great Nechama. Vahorim Ayakorim, father needs Rafu Shlema, Rav Avram Noach, Ben Yehudis, needs Rafu Shlema. He's still in the hospital, not yet aware even of what has happened to his family. Yizki Achanim Rayoso, right, his wife who has shown herself to be such a pillar of faith. They should be zocha to rov nachas, because it's a eim ayikorim, she yichyu, we talk brius shleima, they should be healthy. L'simcha slave, and their lives be lives of simcha, for whole family. Me'ata ach sasam v'simcha, and from this point onward only sasam v'simcha should visit them. V'nasu yagon v'anacha, and may all travail and all sadness flee away. L'aruch yamim, right, for till the end of days, medush ne'oneg, they should be, as it were, sitting in a state of spiritual delight in their relationship to Hashem. That's where our tefillos are, Mitzvah Hashem, that's the way it should be. And we should learn from Avraham Har Sinai. Okay, have a good Shabbos. We hear only good news all the time from all of Klal Yisrael.